Lynn Parsons podcast show number 16, the 25th of November 2005.
Oh, you're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
It's a girl. Podcast.
Evening then, how is it up your end? Flipping freezing down here in the chalet at the bottom of the garden. Why am I laughing? Because I can see Tintin. Sorry, I'm banging the mic there. I can see Tintin and you can't. He's wearing a duvet tonight. Oh, look at the stripes on that. Go faster stripes. He's got a hot water bottle as well. It is very cold. We're surrounded by all the plants that can't quite cope with being freezing in the garden. There isn't a lot of room in here. It's cold for some reason. I think the heating's broken down. Sports Boy apologises up front because it's a little later than we usually record tonight. So past his bedtime. He's a fast kip, I suspect. But lots of things to look forward to in the show. And the music, as ever, is just stunning. Here's a friend of the show, Robert Wade. We played him before. We'll play him again. This track, Live.
Quiet road and I talk with someone I don't know in the way the wind blows through my hair. And it's pointless, the things I seek, it's the end of a horrible week and the times I choose not to speak cause my mind is elsewhere. It's a ride and that I miss is the first, a nervous kiss in the times that I insist this must be a dream. It's a life that I love and the lives that it's made of and the cloudy sky above and the world that spins around me makes me wanna live. I wanna live. I wanna live in the world around me. I wanna live. I wanna live. I wanna live. Yeah. It's a newborn baby's hand, success of the little man when he decides to take a stand for what he believes. It's the coolness of the shade on a hot summer day. It's the way you say my name when you look in my eyes. You know it makes me wanna live. I wanna live. I wanna live. When I look in your eyes, all the simple things change the way I think and make me wanna sing, make me wanna sing.
He's a London boy. He's Robert Wade and he wants to live. We like him a lot. That's from his debut album, but apparently there's a new one recorded and we hope that we'll receive that in the post someday soon, or maybe he'll send it on the computer so we can play you a couple of tracks. So what sort of week have you had? Come on. on, tell me. We have had lots of emails. If you feel so inclined, it's Lynn, L-Y-N-N, at lynnparsons.net. Tell us what you do whilst you listen to the show. Tell us the bits you like. Tell us the bits you don't like. We're interested in everything. Tell us anything you like, actually. Any other business, too. However, we do need to say hello to a few people. Sarah Walker. Now, there's a selection of ladies. I'm not sure how Sports Boy would feel about this. Sarah Walker is in Brighton. Rachel McCabe is in Oxford. And Deborah Souza is in Mitcham. They love Sports Boy. Independently, they don't know each other. Anyway, can we hear more from him and more about him? Well, we'll pass that message on. Actually, he's got a very special report coming up just before Christmas, but I can't tell you too much about it because then it wouldn't be a surprise, would it? Barbara and Jim in Toronto, lovely to hear from you. And I suspect the snow is much deeper there than it's going to be when it falls here. Blizzards and snow are expected down the chalet at the bottom of the garden, just here, nowhere else in the UK. yeah, that we are expecting, they say, temperatures of about minus 15 through until the middle of January. So we'll be filling our hot water bottles every morning, every noon and every night. Darren and Tarquin are in Norfolk in the UK and specifically say to Delphine, and we pass this on to her, got any special Christmas recipes? Because we're spending our first Christmas together and we'd just like to make some mince pies. Bit of mincing. I don't know how you make mince, do you? Not mince, like as in mince pies. And perhaps Christmas, she might have a Christmas pudding recipe. I bet it involves alcohol, though. Could we also ask the Major about his moustache? Is it real? I shall do that for you a bit later on. We're expecting him to go up in the old Tiger Moth. He'll see the blizzards coming, I suspect, but not Santa Claus just yet. Got another month. Kevin is in Singapore. Lovely to hear from you in Singapore. Really likes the music. I'm glad you do. And it's just a worried that I'm a little irresponsible. Kevin, this really upset me because irresponsible was in capital letters on your email. You say about Delphine and Henri's relationship, I shouldn't encourage the whole Major Delphine thing. Well, you see, Kevin, I don't do any matchmaking. I keep out of people's relationships. I find that, you know, I don't really want to interfere. Yes, I do like Henri. No, not like that. But I do think that Delphine and Henri will, you know, they're strong enough. They've been around together for ages. And think of all those feather dusters. How would they split those down the middle? And finally, Roberta Symes in Christchurch in New Zealand. Just thank you for your kind words. If you'd like to email, love to hear from you. LYNN, Lynn at lynnparsons.net.
You have one message.
Lenny, please call me. I'm having a very bad day. Everything's going wrong. I'm very, very stressed. And I really need to speak to somebody normal. Well, at least somebody from my own planet. Call me. Bye.
Oh, I must make a note to call Pinky. I am from her planet, but I wouldn't say I was normal. I went to see Blondie last night at the Royal Albert Hall. Wahey, did she swing her pants? Now, I'm not sure how old she is exactly, but I wasn't old enough to go to a concert when she was first really, really big, but love the music. You know, you love the whole, you know, hanging on the telephone. And it was fantastic. It was sold out and she looked divine. I mean, I was a long way away and I wasn't wearing my glasses, but no, she did look good. She looked really good. And the difference between her and Madonna is that actually Blondie doesn't move very much. And Madonna does. I mean, that is the only difference. They both have great songs. Really, if you don't believe me, check out Blondie's Greatest Hits. And if you're into rapping, I mean, she was the first girl to do major rapping. Eat Your Heart Out, Destiny's Child, for goodness sake, and Beyonce. Listen to Rapture by Blondie. Hey, get off me. Stool now, shouldn't I? Do you know, we're finding light relief this evening. No, we haven't got anything to drink down here, not even water tonight. We're not that organised. Oh, Tintin's coat's coming off. But we are sucking these sherbet sweets that Pinky sent us through the post. She sent them in the summer, so they're all kind of a bit ropey, really. But that sherbet gives you that extra bitter bite, doesn't it? Coming home on the train last night, I find myself at 10 to midnight waiting for a train at Wimbledon. There were a lot of people that were the worst for alcohol, but quite an elderly chap sat next to me and started talking. And I thought, well, he's all right. He reminded me of, which is the goon that's psychic that had Potty Town and everything. Oh, don't you? Yeah, Michael Bentine. Thank you for that. He was incredibly funny and very, very Michael Bentine. And he, you know, he really had me hook, line and sinker. I was, you know, he was telling me that he was going to Epsom and he had a 14-bedroomed house and that he'd married his wife when he was 42 and she was 16. Okay, he'd met her when she was 13 and a half. And that he'd got 12 children. And I said, how can you have 12? And he said, yeah, well, there were four sets of triplets. And he went on and he told me this extraordinary story about his life. He told me he'd got a helipad at home and that he, although he didn't do it for a living, he actually flew a helicopter. He had a helicopter licence. Pilot's license. And I thought, now if you had a helicopter pilot's license, would you really be waiting at 10 to midnight for a train at Wimbledon? Oh, I don't know, just for the sheer hell of it. Anyway, I was so pleased that my train came along next. And when he said, where are you going? And I said, oh, Dorking. He said, I thought he was going to say, I'll come with you. And he said, good luck, nice to meet you. But I think he was barmy. It just shows you, doesn't it? You can be taken in even at the age of 30. All right, maybe a bit older.
Well, they tore up poetry for their wallpaper. I kinda understand what makes an empty room so painful to my ears. The door swings open. Try to keep my distance, every day's the same for everyone. Step out the door, the competition has begun. I'm looking out the window for a sign, you'll never pick me up on time. The queen insisting by their
Lynn, that's the name of the band, and the track, The Scene. So, Delphine has just arrived, and I
oh, Lynn.
How do you manage? You haven't got, I mean, you've obviously got no thermals on at all.
Oh no, there's a bit of a nip in the air.
A couple of nips in the air, I should think. Or a bit of a dram of whiskey and a dram of brandy.
Oh, you've got all Scottish on me.
I have. I don't know why I'm talking like that. We did have a lovely email, Delphine, actually, from... it was Darren and Tarquin in Norfolk who said, had you got any recipes at all? Christmas recipes, because they're spending their first Christmas together. It looks like they might be, you know, just together. And
oh, lovely.
Tell me how Edith is from last week. Oh, do come in. Oh, Henri.
Oh, la, la.
Henri.
What are you doing? Hang on a minute. Could you just sit down with that box for a second? I don't know. It looks familiar, but how is Edith?
Oh, Edith? Well, I think she will be okay. She has been resting this week.
She didn't say that again.
The sneezes and the snoozes, I think, have gone.
You noticed?
I have been up and down those stairs so many times.
Henri.
Oui.
Why is it that Cecile is so quiet? He's just tucked his head under his wing and he's... Is it the cold?
It could be the cold, or it could be that I'm threatened to stuff a sock down his throat.
Oh, yes.
I think that he's a poor bit... Poor
Henri.
Well, no, poor Cecile.
Oh, no, poor Cecile.
Yes, 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 poor Henri. Don't Henri. Do you, Cecile, you're correct. Poor Henri.
Okay.
It was a slip of the tongue.
You be careful where you slip your tongue.
There'll be no slip of the tongue.
About this box, Henri. Have you bought it from home?
I tell you that, it is a dram of cognac.
Cognac.
No whiskey or scotch.
Oh, hang on a minute. Now, look, Henri, you obviously haven't been as busy this week.
I haven't been as busy. I've been up in your loft.
Oh, just a moment, though. Because, Delphine, your hands are free of bandages. Are you better?
Oh, thank you for noticing, Lynn. Yes, I am feeling a bit better. And this morning, I knitted a balaclava.
Did you?
For Cecile. Oh, no.
Oh, for Cecile.
But she can still not use the flesh.
The flesh?
The flesh.
The flesh.
And the fleur.
Oh, the flash on the floor.
No, you know, Henri has to do
it
that.
It stings her hands.
Well, you can get rubber gloves for that, can't you?
No, what? I like to do it naked.
Oh, okay. All right. And if you've just joined us and you're thinking what's going on here, Henri and Delphine are married. They are from a company called All Buffed Up. And they do lots of cleaning, but naked. The only time they put any clothes on at all, and it's generally just a blanket we throw around them or a toga, is because sports boys around, and it would give him a little bit of a shock.
I also wear something when I cook bacon.
Do you? What do you wear?
Something that stops the spit.
Oh, yes.
Well, who spits at you when you make bacon?
The bacon. The bacon spits.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What's in your box?
Anyway, in the box. I found this box in your loft, and I thought...
In my loft?
Yeah, in your loft. Oh. That's what I said. Isn't that what I said? In your loft.
Did you say that, Lynn?
And there is some things in here which I think you might find useful, as it is coming to this festive season.
Yes.
We have some wrapping paper.
Oh, good.
We have some poppy thingies.
What's a poppy thingies?
Bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap. So you can wrap your bubbles. We have more bags. We have a festive...
Have you got any baubles in there?
Yes, a few bubbles. A few bubbles. There's a bubble. And...
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells.
And is
and
that a Rubik's Cube?
We have something here that I think would be quite interesting.
It's a Rubik's Cube, too.
Yes, that's a present, I presume. And Mrs. Mackey's Christmas pudding recipe.
Oh, is there lots of alcohol in it?
There's a recipe of rich, dark, moist pudding.
With a sort
ideal
of
to be served with a brandy or whiskey sauce.
Oh, now listen, this is something that we should pick up on as we get into December, really.
Yes.
Henri.
Wait, not long to go.
Look, lights.
Oh, yes, we have the lights as well.
Do you think tonight it would be too early for us to be turning on the Christmas lights officially in the chalet down the bottom of the garden?
Oh, no, Regent Street has his lights.
So we could do that, couldn't we?
Oui.
Or, Henri, get to it.
What? Oui.
You have one message.
Lynn, where are you? Every single call I've made today, I've ended up in India. Honestly, I want to go to Camberley. I don't want to go via Calcutta. I want my bank statement. Why don't I want Sanjay in Somalia to tell me I have no money? Look, I really want to help these third world countries, but I don't want all my calls ending up in India. Oh, it's just winding me up. Please call me. I need to talk to you. Soon. Call me.
Oh, we've got to call Pinky. What are you doing with the jingle bells? Henri, are you all right up that ladder?
I'm okay.
It's looking okay. Do you think they're all going to work? Or?
Yes, every single one will work because they know I will get angry if they don't.
This is probably true. Okay. Henri, okay. Should we do the countdown now? Should we have a drum roll first?
Yes, I'm ready to plug in.
And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, la la!
writer.
I think I've done a good job.
Oh, you, Henri, you are marvelous.
I think wonderful.
You are a real man. Officially, the lights are on at the bottom of the garden in the chalet.
Oh, Lynn, how do you say it in English?
Oh, it's so pretty.
No, it looks like a tad's boudoir.
Oh, Delphine!
If I were a map, I guess you'd be the key. Every inch of you makes up 10 miles of me. And though I know you just called me cause you can't find a ride, I'll try to act surprised when you say, hey, it's a lonely world and you're the only girl in town who knows me like I know myself. I need you like a heartache. I love you, but it don't take some kind of genius to know I ain't your type. Still I'll be, oh, you know I'll be there tonight. Sitting here licking the same old wounds, like the hooker with the heart of gold in the movie about you. And though I know you won't call me if you can't find a ride, I'll bet you'd be surprised if I said, hey, it's a lonely world and I'm the only girl in town who loves you like you love yourself. I need you like a heart. But it don't take, so I try everything I can not to cry. Still I'll be, oh, you know I'll be there tonight. Please know I sooner believe the magic bullet theory than any of the reasons that you give for why you've hurt me. Is it harder to change a man than learn you should not try? I wonder as I drive you taking me out for a ride. If I could read maps, I guess I'd finally see inch by inch what leads you back to me. And even though we both know that you don't need me to drive, we both enjoy the ride. Hey, it's a lonely world and I'm the only girl in town who hates you like you hate yourself. I need you like a heartache. I love you, but it don't take some kind of genius to know we won't survive. Glad to say there's not a genius here in sight. I'll be there tonight.
There tonight, Rebecca Loeb. If you have any music that you'd like to share with us, you know how to contact us. It's lynn@lynnparsons.net and we'll kind of take it from there. We do plan, and this is the very exciting thing, starting in January, we will get them in here. It's a very small chalet, but we will get them in here to have a couple of live bands playing for you. So it could progress to that. If we like what you have to offer and you're an unsigned band and you're happy for us to play your music, we may well play it and then invite you to do something live for us. So really looking forward to that. Lynn, LYNN, at lynnparsons.net, the way to contact us. And do you know, I think the Major is up in his Tiger Moth tonight.
Traffic update with Major Incident.
In the morning, getting married in the morning.
Are you?
Oh, that's Lynn.
Yes, it is. Listen to your aeroplane tonight. You can hear it really, really clearly. For heaven's... Oh, Lord, it's not going, is it? It's not going down.
Nothing's going down. Don't worry.
You're not looping the loop.
Oh, one moment.
We've had an email.
Yes?
Asking about your moustache. Is it real, sir?
Yes, it is real. It's a handlebar, yes.
It is a handlebar, but I wouldn't want to be holding on to it.
Oh, no.
How are you doing with the songs from the panto, then?
Oh, Lynn, having a marvellous time.
What?
Absolutely wonderful. Loving it.
Are you? Have you met Delphine yet? Not really?
Is she the French woman?
Yes, she is the French woman. Are you okay with her?
Not fast, yes.
Not fast? Oh, dear. I think that Henri and Delphine will probably remain together forever. Major, what have you bought this week?
Oh, lovely new duvet for the second bedroom.
Oh, duvet?
Floral design.
Can we borrow it? Can we borrow it? Is that possible? It's very cold down here tonight.
Oh, just a minute. I can see your light.
Can you?
Yes.
Oh, we're officially lit up and you haven't given us any traffic again. And oh, it's nice to talk to you then, Major.
Oh, toodle-pip.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So there goes the Major. If you have any thoughts at all, let me give you that email address again. I don't want to give it too many times, but we would love to hear from you. Love to know where you're listening, what you're up to. Keep it clean, please. Lynn@lynnparsons.net. You might like to know that some of the music we've played tonight has come from the Podsafe Music Network, and you can check that out at music.podshow.com. Just some of the things to look forward to. We do have a pantomime planned, and some of the people that are here have got parts, and honestly, you should hear the noise during the day. I find it a little bit worrying that Cecile, I know that he's got a balaclava to put on tonight. We will make sure that Cecile is plenty warm and happy, so don't worry about that. He isn't making much noise at all. But now, if you've enjoyed the show, would you please tell your friends? And if you didn't, shh, keep it to yourself.
You have one message.
Lynn, what's going on? I've just called your number and I've spoken to a very well-spoken, pompous old man. Is that your husband or is it the butler? I don't know, but we're going to have to sack him. It took me at least 12 minutes to find out that you weren't in. Anyway, I said to him, I just really need to talk to Lynn. I just need a girly chat. And I need some love and affection. He said, oh, hold on a minute. And he put me on to a child. Well, the child turned out to be, well, he sounded rather like sports boy, very well spoken, sweet child. And I said, I just need to talk to Lynn. I need some love and affection. And he said, oh, I can't help you, but I could tell you about the football. And I said, no, please don't. I hate football. I don't watch football. I know nothing about football. But did that stop him? No. He just went on and on and on. Lenny, you better call me back today. I need to talk to you. Bye.
Ah, looks like a tart's boudoir.
All non-music content. Copyright Lynn Parsons 2005.